Friday on the Good Day program. Friday the 24th of February is upon us. Wrap up the week if you have a conventional Monday through Friday week, which many of you, not all people, a lot of people work over the weekend, Jennifer.
And so a lot of people
do. Tend to their needs. You can download and listen to the Good Day program any day, any night, any time, anywhere. You don't have to even have that app. Just go to listening on the radio. What's that? Well, there are three or four ways. Just if you're listening on an iPad or one of those devices, you go to DougStephan.com and you click on the listen button. There are all kinds of options for podcasts and for the program itself. Help yourself as we go through the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. Do you understand the discussion this week about the stolen valor case? Supreme Court is going to decide if it's okay to lie about receiving military medals. The First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, responsible for this program, the fact that you can say anything, do anything, burn the flag, whatever it is you want, all those things may be detestable, may be horrible, but where do you draw the line? If, in fact, you're not allowed to say something that you're thinking, then, and this is not about money in politics, because I think that is a ruse. There's nothing about free speech that is connected to that. But when you just say something, this case is about a soldier, or he wasn't, apparently wasn't a soldier, Xavier Alvarez. And under the Stolen Valor Act that has been passed, this is a minor crime, falsely representing verbally or in writing to have been awarded a decoration or medal authorized by Congress for the armed forces. So the essence is this guy says he did something and had medals and stuff in order to gain employment, I guess, and he didn't. So is it the Stolen Valor Act, in essence, criminalizes free speech? This guy bared falsely, lied in a public circumstance that he had won something. The government argued that the law fits into a narrow category of speech unprotected by the First Amendment. The law regulates a carefully limited and narrowly drawn category of calculated factual falsehoods. It advances a legitimate, substantial, compelling governmental interest, and it does not chill speech. So, is it harmful to lie about military awards? Does it cause damage? 800-510-8255. Justice Sotomayor said, quote, "You can't really believe that a war veteran thinks less of the medal that he or she receives because somebody's claiming that they got one and they didn't get one. I'm not minimizing it. I take offense when people make these kinds of claims, but I take offense when somebody I'm dating makes a claim that's not true, like I'm not married."
She actually said that?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, if in fact, well, I mean, where do you, that's it? Where do you draw the line? 800-510-8255, Jennifer.
Yeah, I think that this could result in almost stealing because they're using something that's not true to gain, for personal gain.
Getting a job, let's say.
Right.
Let's say so you claim to have a degree from Harvard and nobody checks on it. You get a job and you're offered 40% more money because the guy who's running the thing thinks you're smarter than everybody else because you got a degree from Harvard and you don't have a degree from Harvard. So you get fired, maybe, but can you be prosecuted? No.
Yeah. A lie is
a
lie.
Yeah, you can be prosecuted. Anybody can be sued for anything, but that doesn't mean you're going to be found guilty of it. Pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you really can prosecute anybody, I guess, thinking it through. But unless they, unless some sort of value of money switches hands, and then you'd personally sue them. But I don't think it's a government to get involved.
So the government ought to leave this alone and maybe declare this law that was passed by Congress in 2006 unconstitutional. Because that's what's going to, you know, that's really where this all goes. Get down to the brass tacks of it, right?
Brass tacks.
That is it. All right. Thank you. What are you drinking?
Brass tacks? Coffee. Not brass tacks. That'd be a little harmful.
All right, people are still huffing and puffing about the picture in the National Enquirer, and I'm wondering if you know who took the picture of Whitney in the coffin that shows up on the front page of the National
Enquirer. Someone that's rich because they sold it to the National Enquirer, but the National Enquirer is defending themselves, saying that it's a beautiful picture. The editor came out and said it's a beautiful picture, and they stand by using it on the cover of the magazine. But this is her after her life is over. I don't... Do you think it's in good taste to do that?
No, I never thought that was in good taste. But what, again, we're back to what's in good taste. It's all about your own opinion, your own value system, your own moral or mores in this circumstances. So, you know, looking at Whitney Houston in the coffin, I looked at Elvis in the coffin. How many people have you seen on the front page of the National Enquirer that are in the coffin? People have a salacious interest in that stuff. Who gets harmed by it?
But do they have a choice to look? I mean, how many times are you standing in the aisle in the checkout? No, you don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
Because you're waiting in line at the checkout, and these are right there. So you're really faced with them, which is the problem, I think.
What harm is caused by it? Emotional harm? Are you, if you have an 8-year-old or a 7-year-old, and they knew who Whitney Houston was, and they see her in a coffin, is that emotionally harmful?
I think it could be.
It is. All right. Crime? Punishable by some fine or something?
No, I don't think it's a crime, but I think that it could be. I mean, again, I'm not into a lot of government control of anything, so I would say just stop buying the Enquirer. Let's start a little silent protest. Just
800-5, that's the way to do it, Jennifer. You're right, 800-510-8255. Jim wants to talk about the stolen valor issue. Okay, Jim, North Carolina, go ahead. You're on the Good Day program. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Doug. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I earned my stripes in the military, and it didn't come easy.
Right.
And for somebody, some jackleg, to claim he's ex-hero from the military for personal gain is terrible. I mean, he should be put in prison.
No, why should he be put in prison?
Well, let me ask you this. Is it not still a crime to impersonate a police officer? Why not a crime to impersonate a military person?
That's a good angle.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have patience for people who tell lies about anything. But in this country, you either have free speech or you don't. That's it.
No, free speech can get you in trouble sometimes.
That's the problem of the person who commits the falsehood, who says something that isn't true. Then you get, whatever punishment may fit the crime.
Some people in the Supreme Court or whatever court is a little bit too wobbly.
I understand, and the passions that go with this thing are understandable. But when you get down to the rule of law, it's not about people, never is, or not supposed to be.
The essence of the crime.
It's the essence of the act or...
Personal gain.
Yeah, I mean, there's a consequence for an action, and that's what we're talking about here. The consequence is that somebody gained, but who lost? You didn't lose. I didn't lose. Jennifer didn't lose. It's just the guy's a sleazebag.
Why not? If he claims he's ex-military, let's put him in boot camp.
Now I understand the emotions with it.
I'm just plain old nasty and mean, aren't I?
No, I think you're saying what a lot of people are thinking, but that doesn't get to the root of the law, and that's what a lot of people don't understand about the law. The law is supposed to be fair and just, and that's why you have these things that go to the Supreme Court.
The law that we're speaking about now did not used to be in place. Where did it go, and who did away with it?
Well, it's never been challenged, I don't think, before. It was passed in 2006.
Oh, it has been. I've seen people who, in my earlier years in the military, back in the mid-50s and early 60s, I've seen people who were pretending to be military. Excuse me, I'm getting dressed here.
No, I understand what you're saying.
He's multitasking.
You put your pants on and we'll move on. Thank you, Jim. You get the gist of what he's saying. A lot of people feel the same way. But then you get down to brass. It's splitting hairs. It's all about emotions. It's all about what seems to be right. Like so many other things that are before us, Jennifer, you are oftentimes you're taken to task for something.
Well, because there's a difference between what's morally right and what's right in the eyes of the justice system.
It's kind of like the situation in Afghanistan. As you go through all of this, a lot of huffing and puffing about this earlier in the week. Now Hamid Karzai, supposedly our friend, president of Afghanistan, wants to prosecute the soldiers who burned the Quran. The reason that they burned the Quran is because the Qurans that they burned had been defiled by writing, and it's Muslim law, supposedly, to burn, to get rid of a Quran that has been written in the back and forth, the prisoners writing in the book to get messages back and forth to each other. And so there's a lot of hoopla about one wonders what at this point. And we can wonder all we want. I wonder what time it is. It's 18 after the hour. I just answered that question. Wow.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the
ribosome. Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
What do we want?
We dance!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back at Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
We talk about the Oscars in the next half hour of Good Day.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A+ rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar hardware company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to incomeathome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome19.com. Incomeathome19.com. That's incomeathome19.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Love, L-U-V, love. We need more of love.
Whatever happened to you, Doug?
Whatever happened to me?
Did you ever, like, clock between two people you really like?
Yes. And you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you guys wanted to marry me.
Really?
Yes.
The loser was the guy who won.
Right, who did.
I think I was in love once.
Really?
What was her name? I don't remember.
That's not a good start, but keep going.
I've got some news you may not like. This is true. In a recent poll, I couldn't believe this. In a recent poll, California was voted the least popular state in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah, but don't worry. We are still the most popular state in Mexico. They love us. We got the number one. There was one embarrassing moment on the campaign trail today for Mitt Romney. He's going through airport security. When Mitt emptied his pockets, Ron Paul fell out. Did you see that? Well, you know this story? This is what's going on. Rick Santorum is claiming that Mitt Romney and Ron Paul have teamed up against him, which is kind of ironic. The Santorum can be brought down by two men forming a civil union. That's kind of interesting.
Republican presidential debate number 26 was held last night in Mesa, Arizona. Immigration was a big topic. There were a lot of topics discussed in this debate last night, but none more notable than the fact that after 26 debates, Ron Paul still hasn't found a suit that fits him. Ron Paul is a character. This is how he introduced himself last night.
I'm Congressman Ron Paul, a congressman from Texas. I am the defender of the Constitution. I'm the champion of liberty.
Is he running for president or auditioning for Batman?
Hey, last night the Republicans had their 20th debate. And did you see this? Rick Perry was actually in the audience. He was sitting in the audience. It got awkward when he stood up. He's like, I just remember the third department I cut. Energy! Energy! You guys go back to... It was energy. That's what I... The debate got pretty tense. At one point, Ron Paul said that Rick Santorum is a fake. And Santorum responded by saying, I'm real. And then Romney was like, yeah, I'm a real human too. Ha ha, let's change the subject. Let's change the subject.
But it's actually not such a great day if you have to buy gasoline. And some of us do. Gas prices are hitting record highs all across America. Take a look at this headline. Yeah, New York Times, record high gas prices. Look, with a picture of high gas prices. Wait a minute, what was that other story down in the corner there? What was that? What? What?
First rule of Ron Paul, do not talk about Ron Paul. The high gas prices is terrible, and it's an election year, so both sides are trying to turn it into a political issue. The Republicans are blaming Comrade Obama, and that's what they say. And the Democrats are like, no, it's not Cowboy Bush, and everybody, I'm like, calm down, everybody, do what I do with the gas situation. Blame the dog.
Borat star Sacha Baron Cohen has been banned from the Oscars. Yeah. The producers are worried that if Sacha Baron Cohen shows up, something interesting might happen. And that is not allowed.
All right, so the late night comedy and this story about Sacha Baron Cohen. Apparently, Jennifer, he's going to have some kind of a press conference to address why he's not going to be allowed to go to the Academy Awards. What's that story?
Well, here's the deal. He wanted to come to the Academy Awards this year in character. He's got a movie coming up called The Dictator, which looks really funny. He's a Middle Eastern dictator.
Admiral General Al-Adeen.
Yes, exactly. Admiral General Al-Adeen. And I guess the Academy Awards said, hey, you can't walk the red carpet. You can't use us as a publicity stunt, so we're not letting you come to the awards. Uh-huh. So because of this ban, he's so smart, he decided to milk this for all it's worth. So he went on the website of The Dictator and said that he's going to do a press conference. General Al-Adeen will do a press conference today.
Ain't that all right, so let's see what happens with that. 28 after, and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you or someone you know has difficulty hearing, then you know how challenging things can be when you're traveling. Whether it's hearing your tour guide, a public address announcement, or a live performance, these issues can be compounded when traveling. So there's good news, actually. More and more places are implementing something called induction loops, or hearing loops, to make things easier. The way it works is that a building is fitted with a copper wire that sends electromagnetic signals through a microphone or a PA system. A telecoil inside a hearing aid then picks up that sound without all the background noise. Some hearing aids are already equipped with a telecoil, and others can be fitted. It's a lot less cumbersome than an assistive headset, and it's free for users. Hearing loops are already in place in the New York City subway system, at Heathrow Airport, even the ticket counter at Yankee Stadium. Just look for a sign with a picture of an ear that says, Hearing Loop Installed. You hear all the sounds loud and clear. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
What do we want?
Weekends!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn discussing a lot of the things that you're talking about today and have been talking about this week. The Supreme Court hearing arguments this week in that Stolen Valor case. For background, the Supreme Court trying to understand what this guy Xavier Alvarez actually did. Does he have the right to say, I was this, that, or the other thing in the service? And in fact, that wasn't true. He used it for a game. The justices have expressed support, depending on who they are and what their background is, for the law. And that's what bothers me about the Supreme Court, Jennifer. It just, it's all politics. Your interpretation of the law depends on your political point of view. Why can't we find, this has been a frustration of mine pretty much my entire adult broadcast life. Why is it that we have politicized, allowed this to become as political as it is? It's not about the law at all. It's just a football. The Supreme Court decision on the case to allow all this spending by these PACs is outrageous. Freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. It's outrageous to let this kind of money be spent. It's a free-for-all now. And whoever has the most money gets the most exposure. That's all wrong. But now, am I, this is my feeling because I'm passionate about that, but is it all about free speech and you can't have, you know, this person has it and that person doesn't? Are this issue's okay and that one isn't? It's a real conundrum. Where's George Washington when we need him?
I know.
800.
Come back, George.
George,
please.
Where are you?
We need
where
you.
Are the, where's, I want Thomas Jefferson around to help us figure this out. All right, in the place of them, we have John in Vicksburg. Go ahead, John. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Morning, Doug. Morning. Jennifer. Thanks for the cookies, by the way. And the picture, I wish I could see it. But, yeah, I think morally is very wrong. My father won a Silver Star, two Bronze Stars, and I think it's quite disgusting. But legally, you know, you come in with a CMH, I want to see it. Because that's the only time an officer will ever salute an enlisted man. This is a medal that men die for. They, you know, it's just incredible how somebody would go out and lie about something like that.
No, it isn't. No, it's not incredible at all. It's
sadly,
incredible
it's
that they get away with it, but it's not incredible that they try to use it for gain. I don't think that's incredible at all.
It's just so sad that we have to not trust anybody. What they're, you know, when somebody says, I'm a decorated war hero, you have to say, really? Are you really?
How do I know? These people call all the time. I did this, I did that. I don't know whether you did or you didn't. You get more credibility when you say it, but that doesn't mean it's true. So should I sue you because you said something that wasn't true? I don't think so.
No.
All right. Got it, John. Thanks. 800-510-82. Here's where I put myself. I don't put myself. Imagine you're the mother of a soldier who has paid the price or has been, if not killed, you're the mother of somebody who's been seriously wounded. And your son or daughter got some validated valor recognition.
I can play this game because my cousin just got the Silver Star Medal yesterday.
Yeah. So
and his whole unit was attacked and like everybody died. So he comes back with the star and tells that to somebody. It irritates me. I'm sorry, I took your point.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
That someone has the nerve and the gumption to even try to do this. And I think what bothers me most about this is, I don't think that there should be some kind of prosecution if you lie about who you are. Because, come on, at some point, we've all lied a little bit about who we are, whether we're married or in a relationship. I get that. But how do we fix, like, the moral compass of where we are right now? I mean, it's
you don't fix it. Morals are not necessarily something you deal with in a legal fashion. You accept or reject, and a lot of people have rejected this, and that's okay, and that's as it should be. But we have a lot of people who have a strange view of what is okay.
They're opportunistic, and I don't know where that came from. I mean, it used to be, and I think maybe I sound like an old codger, which I'm not, but I sound like one.
But you're hanging around with a lot of old codgers.
But it used to be that people worked to create opportunities, and now we look for easy ways. I mean, it's almost like we're rewarded for easy ways to get the end goal. I don't know.
Well, if you're all about money and position and impressing people, and that's what happens a lot of times, I can relate to this. A lot of people are very interested. I remember when I was dating somebody as a much younger person, and the mother was very impressed with what she thought was my job. And it turned out that wasn't my job, and I didn't say it was my job. But the mother thought it was cool. So all of these things is because I had a position of prominence, supposedly. And if she found out that I shoveled manure on a farm, wasn't too impressed with that. All right, here's the next item that I find very troubling, and there'll be a lot of conversation about this, I bet, over the weekend. Story of this 9-year-old Alabama girl who died. Her grandmother and stepmother are in jail. They made the girl run 3 hours as a punishment.
I heard about this.
She had severe dehydration. They wouldn't give her any water. Her name was Savannah Harden. Died this week after suffering a seizure. Authorities say that she was forced to run after lying to her grandmother about having eaten a candy bar.
Hmm.
And the stepmother, Jessica May Harden, the two of them were arrested. They're going to be tried on murder charges.
Interesting.
Mm.
Now, do you think it should be a murder charge, or do you think it was an accidental thing?
Not accidental at all. They didn't think about the ramifications of what they were doing because they're stupid.
Right.
This stuff happens all the time. These ignoramuses who are going to be tough and hard. Having eaten the candy bar, did she steal the candy bar? She's not supposed to eat the candy bar. Mother told her not to eat the candy bar. And so then you get into this whole thing about punishment. And where we are today in our society, children get away with this, that, or the other thing, and you got to draw a tough line in the sand if you want the children to respect authority or respect what's right or respect what we as parents tell you to do. There's all of that in this, but where's the common sense? Well, do you send somebody to jail for having none? That's what the other question. There's a lot of questions that will come out of this, Jennifer. A lot of questions. Now, what I'm trying to, stepmother, so this daughter was the daughter of the son of Joyce Hardin Girard. And this is not the child's mother. The child, as a matter of fact, the mother was brought to jail, and she gave birth to a child while she was in jail.
Oh.
This Jessica Mae Hardin.
Mm.
So, kind of crazy stuff that goes on in our
society.
And
these guys are probably taking what I just said about morality. They're trying to hammer it into their kids.
Yeah, right.
I mean, and there's this fine line.
Yep.
You know, we need really, honestly, everybody that gets pregnant needs parenting classes, I think.
Bob, well, there aren't any. There's no marriage classes, no parenting
Nothing,
classes.
Nothing, I know.
And the two toughest jobs.
Take driving lessons. We should take parenting lessons.
Driving people crazy lessons. Bob, listening to KWAM. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Doug, on the Stolen Valor Act, a few years ago, Notre Dame hired a football coach named George Leary. And just a matter of a few days or a week or so after they hired him, someone read in the newspaper his bio and called and said he doesn't have a degree from such and such school. And they found out he had lied on his application in his interview, and they asked him to step down.
And did he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, they asked him to step down. They were going to fire him. Now, this is Notre Dame, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I agree with you and Jennifer. And, you know, I think it's just pitiful that someone would lie about a declaration of valor. But we spend too much time in this country trying to legislate morality.
Yeah.
Just if they have gained by their lie, then they should lose what they're gained. But, I mean, that's as far as they'll go with
it. Take it into account. Sure, thanks.
That's a good way to say it,
800-510-8255. Notre Dame, a good Catholic school, right? We all know Catholics don't lie.
That's right. I am right. One.
Yeah,
never lied ever.
Right.
Not even lying right now.
All of those priests. Religion and its vagaries. Back to the burning of the Koran and Afghan protests. And you find out that they burned it because they were told to burn them. The soldiers were told to burn them. What in the name of God are we doing in Afghanistan? Why are we still there? What is being gained by this day in and day out stuff? You are just out of our minds to still support anybody who politically thinks we ought to stay there.
I just wonder what the actual missions are that
None,
we're doing there.
No mission. You fight with the Taliban. The Taliban is going to be there for millions of years, tens of thousands of years.
I hate to go back to my cousin, but I'm reading this article that they wrote about him getting the Silver Star, and they wrote about what happened around his attack, which I had never read before. And they're doing some kind of mission where they're going up in the Kunar Valley in Afghanistan, and they're climbing mountains. Where are they going? Like, what was the goal of the mission? That was my question.
These guys are dead for what? Why are they dead? Why are all these people over there dead? Why did we have so many die in Iraq? There's no good reason for it. Anyway, here's a quick comparison. And then we're going to get to the Academy Awards. Comparison of debt per capita.
Mm-hmm.
Big news or conversation this week about Greece getting a bailout from the European Union because every citizen in Greece is indebted $38,937 a piece. Every man, woman, and child owes that on the debt that Greece has. So let's compare that, shall we, just for a second?
That's less than our debt per person, isn't it?
That's the point. Spain, each person, these are countries that are all heavily in debt. Spain, $18,395 a person in Spain. That's how much is owed on their debt. In Portugal, it's $19,989. Let's see here. Next on the list is France. Every Frenchman owes $33,491 on the national debt. Next is Greece. Every person there, $38,937. Let's see here. Next on the list is Italy. And $40,475 owed by every person in the country. Ireland is next with the Irish government on behalf of its people. Every person in Ireland owes $43,887.
Yikes.
Who's the champion?
That's a lot of Guinness.
Yeah. The United States.
I think it's us, Dougie.
Yes, it is. Each one of us, you, me, everybody listening, owes $44,215. $44,215 as of today, but the debt keeps going up every single day.
When was the last time we had a balanced budget?
Clinton had, there was more, I think we had, well, is it, whether it's the deficit or there's a difference between how much of a deficit we have
and
whether the budget is balanced. It's all playing with games. But it was pretty good at the end of the Clinton administration, actually. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
New Orleans' French Quarter is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. Though the impact of the 2005 Hurricane Katrina lingers still, New Orleans and its people have shown great resilience and strength. The Big Easy remains America's most un-American city, one that can be both elegant and debauched. Many of its myriad pleasures are packed within the lively grid of the French Quarter. It is New Orleans' most touristy area, but also its heart. The French laid out the quarter's 90 blocks of narrow streets in the early 18th century, and the Spanish who came afterwards further developed the area. Wander the streets and revel in the French Quarter's delightful melding of French, Spanish, Italian, and Afro-Caribbean cultures, then stop in one of the myriad watering holes for a hurricane, the city's unofficial signature drink.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com and see the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn on the issues of the day. People are thinking about the Academy Awards this Sunday.
Do you know the red carpet show starts at 1:30 in the afternoon in Los Angeles, and the show doesn't start till 5?
I was actually talking to a reporter who had asked me if I wanted to. I met her on the plane last week, and she wanted to go to lunch. I said, yeah, let's go on Sunday. She said, no, I have to be on the red carpet.
So that's how closely connected I am to that.
Anyway, the poll today and through the weekend, what movie do you think will win the Best Picture at the Academy Awards? And here are the choices. The Artist, I'm best betting
that that's what's going to win, yeah. It's the odds-on favorite.
Which is Clooney wins for Best Actor for Descendants.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
See Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, no. It was a manipulative movie. I didn't until the end of it, I didn't like it at all. D, The Help, message
like
movie.
Like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hugo, I don't even understand the movie.
No one does. But yeah. Scorsese will probably win for director.
Okay.
It's up for Midnight, 11 awards. It leaves
Midnight
everybody.
In Paris is F.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about that movie.
Cute, I think.
Moneyball is the Brad Pitt story of the guy who ran the baseball team. That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
In a number of ways. The Tree of Life. I don't know that movie, do you?
I don't know that one either.
War Horse is up for Academy Award for Best Picture. That was a very good picture. Excellent picture. And Jay, in terms of your doing our poll, I haven't seen any of these pictures. Have you? I've not seen The Artist. I've seen The Descendants, Extremely Loud. Didn't see The Help. Saw some of Hugo. Didn't understand it and left. Didn't see Midnight in Paris. Saw Moneyball. Tree of Life. War Horse I saw. How about you?
You're doing better than I am. I haven't seen one of them.
Right. Get you busy staying at home watching television.
That's right. But I will tell you, it's a 1920s theme, so that's kind of cool. And all the people that won last year will be there presenting again, like Colin Firth. Love him. Natalie Portman.
Yeah, he's very good. We all like him. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
That's 53 after the hour. As you listen to the Good Day program, getting started, getting up and away, figuring out what's going on this weekend with you and your family, your friends, et cetera, et cetera. We have an obligation, Jennifer, to keep people informed and moving. So let's move the information. We'll do the IQ. The information quotient will move it up a bar or two, raise the bar. Shelley Palmer is here with some scrutiny on this popular blog platform called Tumblr. I don't know. Do you use Tumblr?
I don't use it, but I know about it. It's an easy way to blog. It's very cool.
Is it? All right. So there's something on there that apparently showed up this week, pretty controversial. We'll get the story behind the story in a moment from Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What
appearance? Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit HouseLogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the White House announced plans to create a consumer privacy bill of rights that will place restrictions on how internet companies can use your data. The administration is calling for an understandable privacy policy, data protection, and reasonable limits on data collection. In other news, the popular blog platform Tumblr announced that it would begin banning blogs that glorify eating disorders and self-mutilation. Tumblr has become a popular place for teens to partake in these types of communities, and the company hopes its new policy will encourage them to seek help instead. And finally, do you know how your mobile device affects the environment? AT&T hopes to answer that question by adopting an eco-rating system that measures the energy efficiency, materials used, and recyclability of the devices it sells. You can look out for eco-ratings on AT&T products later this year. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What do we want?
We dance!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit advanceautoparts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
All right, who knows what Pinterest is, or Pinterest. What is it?
It's like a bulletin board. There's your Pinterest. And you can put things up on it. You can put your own pictures. You can put things that you want to buy. There's links of other people see your board and want to buy it. They can buy it off of your bulletin board. It's just another way to
like
expose your life to people.
Google Plus, like that sort of thing?
It's kind of like Facebook, except it's all with pictures, basically. Think of it as a gigantic bulletin board.
58 past the hour.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
In the past.